Welcome to Selling in a Skirt with Judy Hoberman, where the discussion is about the challenges and opportunities that people face when communicating with the opposite gender. Brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Judy Hoberman.
Happy Monday, everyone. You know, every week I am super excited that I get to spend my lunch hour with you on Selling in a Skirt with Judy Hoberman on Tough Talk Radio. You know, we're about to end yet another month, and in fact, we're getting ready to end another year. And I remember saying this on numerous occasions, when you blink, the year will be over. And I'm afraid many of us have blinked. And when we looked at the year that's ending, we may not be exactly where we plan to be. And in fact, in some cases, our businesses may not even look recognizable. So did all the systems you put into place actually work? And are you reaching your goals or even exceeding them? Or perhaps, like many entrepreneurs, you don't know what happened. Seems you may have lost your way. Well, that's our topic for this week, not only losing your way, but getting back on track so we don't make the same choices again next year. You know, it's interesting, when I first started thinking about losing my way, I immediately thought of direction, and not necessarily in my business. My first thought was being lost, trying to find a specific location, and for me, I have no sense of direction when it's north, south, east, or west. When you present it to me that way, no clue. But I do use left, right, up, and down instead. And honestly, being on the road for so many years when there was no GPS or MapQuest, I had to read a real map. And I always tell people that I never got lost because when all else fails, I continue to go straight, and I always got to my location. And this definitely holds true in business. You know, you keep staying on your true path and you'll never go wrong. But what happens when you're pushed off that path? In other words, what happens when you find that you have really lost your way? And what can cause you to do that? Well, for one thing, there's this awful word called distractions. And distractions can take your mind off your business, and they can be tiny little things like the pinging sound on your computer when someone posts on social media. Or it could be huge, like saying yes to everything and hoping the outcome will be a positive one. When you become distracted, you'll try to justify in your own mind why you're doing it, and sometimes you're actually giving yourself a convincing argument. The result may be you're getting back on track when you realize what you're doing, or it may be that you're losing your clients and your business is in a downward spiral. In my case, to remove the distractions, I have to make a conscious effort to stay on track. And many entrepreneurs are shiny object people, and it's easy to spot that beautiful light somewhere in the horizon and stare at it so it becomes part of your new behavior. So when I need to be totally focused, I turn off the sound on my computer so I can't hear any activity. In fact, I actually grab my laptop and go into a quiet room and concentrate solely on my projects. Now, one of my favorite things to do when my clients are having trouble losing their way is we begin to build a strategic triangle. And I've described this before, but I do believe it's definitely worth repeating. So what I tell them to do is to go back to basics. What actually worked for them? What did they love to do? Where can they monetize what they're doing? How it happened for me was that I actually sat down with a strategist, a painful lesson, I might add, and he made me look at everything I wanted to do and was already doing and decide what would get me to the level I was looking to achieve. The outcome was my strategic triangle, which is speaking, coaching, and training. That's it. If it doesn't fit into one of those corners, I can't do it. And if I want to add something, I need to eliminate something else. So I'm very careful about what's included. And I get to say no, because if it doesn't fit into one of those three corners of my triangle, it is a definite no. And I very rarely lose my way when I stick to the triangle. And guess what? I love doing all three. Speaking allows me to share my message, training helps people increase their bottom line, and coaching lets you choose me to be your accountability partner. Focus is so important, but staying focused is critical. And losing your way isn't about failing to reach some standard set by someone else. It's how you feel. If you've gotten off track, it means you're not living the life that deep down you know you should be living. Randy Pausch said, "Time is all you have, and you may find one day that you have less than you think." People don't choose to lose their way. Sometimes it just happens over time, and your indicator is that you're just not happy with the way things are. And trust me, it happens to many of us. So let me give you some signs that you may be heading down a path that you can course correct. First, if you can't identify your purpose, you may not be inclined to do much of anything. You're going through the motions just to get to the bare minimum done, and even then, you aren't sure why you're doing anything at all. The only person who can discover your person is the person you're looking at in the mirror every morning. So what makes you feel excited about life? Go back and remember the reason you began your business in the first place. Second, are you being complacent and not even tiptoeing out of your comfort zone? Do you feel challenged, and are you open to being challenged? There's nothing worse than feeling like a gerbil on a wheel, knowing the only outcome is to continue running until you can't run any longer, rather than running until you find the next even bigger wheel to jump on. Third, do you have goals, and are they really goals or just words on paper? Now, without goals, what are you aiming to reach? And if you got there, how would you know? Make sure your goals are detailed so you have something concrete to reach. Saying you want to make more money than last year means adding one penny to your income allowed you to reach that goal. Fourth, we always talk about the importance of passion in your business. If you don't feel passionate about what you're doing, it makes everything that much harder. So if you aren't passionate about what you're doing, it may be time to find something else to do. Remember the saying, if you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life. That's a much better way to live. And five, be open to opportunities. They're all around you, and you have to be open enough to allow them to come in. When I allowed myself to be open to opportunities, the most amazing thing started to happen in my life, and it was turned upside down in a fantastic way. Remember, opportunities don't always come gift-wrapped, so don't let the best ones slip by. Any of those options sound like you? Well, here are some remedies to turn them around. Remember why you started and how much fun it was going to be to make a difference. Go back to your business plan and your mission and your vision. That could inspire you to get back on track. Celebrate your successes. Most entrepreneurs don't take the time to do this. They reach a level, they hit a milestone head on and say, okay, what's next? Remember how great it felt to get there and consider writing it down so you can read it when you hit that rough patch. Do you receive testimonials and reviews from your clients? Are there some that make you smile from ear to ear? Have some of those handy so when you need to remember why you do what you do, you can read what others have said. I have one in particular that makes me cry whenever I read it, and I remember why I started and why I continue. Invest in yourself and learn something new and meet other experts. You are an expert in your field, so go out and learn even more that will separate you from the pack. There's nothing more inspiring than to add some new information to your repertoire. I recently got certified to be a speaker with a program that I was missing from my bag of goodies, and I felt that extra pride, and I shared it on social media so people can see what I offer. And most importantly, take some time for you. If you're feeling like you're losing your way, losing your passion, losing your interest, you may be part of that work-life balance that you're looking for. Even if it takes a few precious minutes a day to focus on you, it will change everything. So when we come back, we're going to hear from our first expert who knows about finding your way in more ways than one. This is Selling in a Skirt with Judy Hoberman on Tough Talk Radio, and we will be right back.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Do you want to know the secret to building a successful business quickly? It's all about taking action, but not just any action. It takes inspired and consistent action to get profits. Join Michelle Stism, the six-figure results lady, as she asks successful entrepreneurs their profitable secrets every Monday at 2 p.m. Central Time on Take Action, Get Profits with Michelle Stism on the Tough Talk Radio Network. If you're ready to take action and get profits, you can find out more about the show at TakeActionGetProfitsRadio.com.
Are you a sales professional stuck in a rut? Are you a sales manager trying to direct women in your company? In her book, Selling in a Skirt, Judy Hoberman offers invaluable and proven insights into how gender differences can affect sales outcomes and the tools and strategies to drive real results in today's marketplace. Judy offers a suite of workshops, seminars, and coaching programs that complement her highly successful book. Her 30 years in sales have given her both the knowledge and a sense of humor about the gender differences that we should all understand and embrace instead of feeling unable to communicate. Judy's humorous stories about how men and women sell, manage, recruit, and supervise differently will enlighten you in learning how both genders can support each other's successes in a more productive way. Find out more by going to sellinginaskirt.com.
Welcome back to Selling in a Skirt with Judy Hoberman on Tough Talk Radio. Now remember, you can join our discussion by calling in 347-989-1363 and press number 1 and we'll get you right on the show. Okay, so let's bring in my first guest, Jan Cartman. Jan is a wayfinding expert with 30-plus years experience on hundreds of projects in large, complex public facilities. Believing that design environments and their wayfinding systems should respond to the needs of the people who use them, she's proud to have involved thousands of users in her work. A skilled speaker, writer, and trainer, Jan is the author of the award-winning books Directional Sense, How to Find Your Way Around, and Design That Cares, Planning Health Facilities for Patients and Visitors. She's a founding partner in Cartman Grant Associates, Wayfinding Consultants, Ann Arbor, Michigan, where I know we're having some trouble with our internet up there, so hang tight. And she holds degrees from the University of Michigan, Harvard, and the University of Rochester. So welcome to the show, Jan. I'm very excited to have you on today, as I do believe I will finally get some answers from my challenges.
Hi, Judy. I'm delighted to be with you.
Awesome. So hang tight. If anything happens with our internet, no problem. We got you covered.
Okay.
Okay, so the topic of the day is finding your way. I know that it can take on so many different meanings, but let's start with the importance of just finding your way, both literally and figuratively. What does that mean for you?
Well, I'm of the finding your way around in space school. I know you gave a wonderful introduction about all the other meanings of finding your way in business and finding your way in life. But the wayfinding, as we call it, issues that I deal with have to do with how people understand where they are, understand their destination, follow an effective route, recognize their destination when they get there, and then reverse the whole process and find their way back. That's what we call wayfinding. And it sounds simple, but as somebody who's directionally challenged, I'm sure you understand that it's not always simple. And there are lots of difficulties that can arise.
Absolutely. And I was going to say that I love adding new words to my vocabulary. And in fact, when I was doing trainings back to back, we would have a contest to see who could use a new word in their training effectively. And so the new word that I want to use is wayfinding, because I think it has like this really powerful presence. So when you talk about wayfinding, how do people know that they need this, and how do they discover wayfinding?
Well, it's interesting because it's something obviously that people have always needed to do and have always done. And the reason I think it's become more of an issue and people have become more aware of it is interestingly because of technology. And that is that when the online mapping and GPSs first came into use, they became really, really popular, which said that a lot of people had trouble finding their way and never really talked about it before. So it's one of these dirty little secrets that people have had through the years. Like you, people have learned to read maps, people have learned to navigate, but not everybody. And it's just fascinating to me to see how dependent people have grown on all this technology. So it says a couple things. One thing it says is that our world, our physical space, has become ever more complex and difficult to navigate, number one. And number two, we don't do a very good job of figuring out how to do that, and we don't do a very good job of figuring out how to teach our children and our young people and our students how to do that as they're growing up. So this is a really important, critical life skill that's kind of gotten pushed aside to some degree. And when technology came in to save us, a lot of people grabbed onto it.
Right. Okay, so I have two different directions. But first I want to talk about women, and
okay.
Then I want to talk about kids. But
okay.
For, you know, as I said in the beginning, I'm not a north, south, east, west kind of girl. I'm more left, right, up, and down. And yet I wouldn't say I have no sense of direction. I'm just a little bit challenged, but I do get to my destination. So there are millions of women who are like that. You know, you tell them, meet me on the north side of the highway, and you're thinking, is that left or right? I mean, who cares what the north side is? So what advice would you give for the women when they have this diagnosis? You know, how do you tell them, you know, to be either open to it or to learn it? You know, what is it? Because for me, if you said to me, okay, this is really easy, just do this, I'll do it. Mm-hmm. But if I have to go through, you know, a year process trying to figure out where his north is, I mean, I'll look at my mirror on my car and it shows me I'm going north. That's
right.
The way I get it.
That's right, and that's an easy way to do it. Well, let's break down your question a couple ways. Number one is, what are differences between women's abilities to find their way around and men's abilities to find their way around? And
mm-hmm.
and one of the first responses is that both women and men. Some women and some men fall into what we call, here's another word for you, directionally challenged. Okay, people
yeah.
who have difficulty finding their way around consistently all their life, other people in their family, this is something that people know about themselves, that navigating is difficult. So there are both directionally challenged women and directionally challenged men. So it is not the majority of people, but some people. And then we get into the very murky and politically charged area of, quote, sense of direction, and are there differences in the structure of women's brains and women's sense of direction and men's sense of direction. And the literature on this is, there's a lot of literature. It is not conclusive. One of the findings, or one of the conclusions that I have come away with so far, is to say that some women and some men have different ways of navigating. There are more men who take, and this is overgeneralizing, this is not true of every man or every woman,
mm-hmm.
many men take an overview look at finding their way around, and that gives them the ability to understand north, south, east, and west, which was your example. And, you know, if they tell you it's north, they understand that. Some women don't do that. They don't navigate in that way. They navigate in more practical ways. Give me directions, not the north-south directions, but the how to get there directions, and I can follow those, and give me landmarks, and I can
right.
follow those, that kind of thing. So there may be differences in how women and men find their way around, but again, these same studies show that when you look at the effectiveness of the different ways of navigating, they're not, one isn't necessarily any more effective than another. So does it matter that you use one strategy and I use another strategy? No, it really doesn't. But our society has put some value judgments on those things, in that if I tell you to, you know, that the gas station is on the north side of the road and you don't know that, there must be something wrong with you. And, you know, so it's that kind of thing. Now, another issue here is, why is it important to know north and south as opposed to right and left, which is the other thing you said, okay? Who cares if it's north and south, right and left? Well, here's the reason that you should care, and that's that north and south and east and west, which are what we call cardinal directions, those things don't change. If the gas station is on the north side of the road, it will always be on the north side of the road, regardless of the direction you are coming from, okay? But if you're approaching this gas station from one direction and you're using rights and lefts, it will be on the right. But if
right.
you happen to be approaching it from the other direction for some reason, it will be on the left. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the gas station didn't move. You moved.
Right.
So that's why, you know, rights and lefts are often helpful if you have excellent directions and you follow them to the letter. They're not so helpful if something goes awry in that process. And that's why the cardinal directions really are helpful and important, and not a way to make you feel bad, and not a way, you know, to confuse people. They're actually useful. So it's worth it to understand where you're going, to have some information, to look at a map, to understand beyond the directions that you're getting, because directions are so often unhelpful, incorrect, or something unforeseen happens while you're trying to follow the directions. So that's one of the skills in our book, Directional Sense, How to Find Your Way Around, is understanding layout. And that's the hardest skill for people who are directionally challenged, because their brains aren't quite as spatially facile as brains of people who don't have a hard time navigating. So that's a hard skill. But
yeah.
With practice,
yeah.
And using a variety of tools, you can overcome that.
You know, my son lives in Denver, and so he'll just say to me, just look at the mountains. Just look at the mountains, and you'll know north, south, east, west. Just look at the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes there's places in Denver where mountains are on both sides of you, so
right.
I rest my case. So, okay,
that's
so let's
right.
go to, let's go to children. I mean, my children are grown, but let's go to, you know, the young ones now. They don't have to learn how to spell because they have spell check, and they don't have to do math because the calculators of today do more math than we'd ever need our brains for. And they don't have to speak to each other because they text each other even when they're sitting next to each other.
Mm-hmm.
So why do you think it's so hard for them, so important for them to have any navigation skills? They just take out their phone and, okay, you know, if I say to them, okay, we're going to go to such and such, they've already got it plugged out on their GPS. So why do they need to know navigation if their phone breaks?
Right.
Or,
well,
you know,
there are a couple of reasons. One reason, and you hinted at this in your description of all the things that technology allows us to do and we don't have to do, our brains are wired to navigate. Okay, this is something that human beings have had to do from the earliest time, because people had to figure out where was the food, you know, where is the
right.
you know, the animal I'm going to hunt, and then how do I get the animal back to my campsite? If you were, you know, gathering, the same thing, where's the food I'm gathering, how do I get back? So navigation is a basic skill. If you don't do it, that part of your brain atrophies in some way. There's research on this, and interestingly enough, the 2014 Nobel Prize in Medicine this year was given to researchers who study how people navigate, which was very thrilling to those of us in the field of wayfinding.
Mm-hmm.
It's that important. So if kids aren't learning how to do this, number one, they are missing an opportunity to do something that will stimulate their brains and make them more adept and competent as young children and teenagers and adults. Then why is it important? Will you always have your phone? Will you always have a GPS in your car? And the answer is no, you won't always have those things. They won't always be working for one reason or another. Even something as silly as you forgot to charge your phone or your
mm-hmm,
device.
Mm-hmm.
The information they give is not always correct. And it's important also to take your nose and your eyes out of your device, out of your phone, and look around. Because very often the cues that you need to find your way or the cues that you need to follow directions are right there in front of you. If you're busy looking at your phone, you're going to be missing that, along with missing other opportunities for human interaction along the way. So I see wayfinding technology, including apps and GPSs and all of that, as an aid, as a tool, but not something to replace the ability to navigate. It's very important, and today it's so common. You need to know how to use those and how to get information. But you also need to know how to read a map and how to follow signs and how to make use of landmarks and how to ask and follow directions. In addition, because the technology will not always be perfect.
Right. And I actually posted on Facebook the other day, there was a really good picture of a woman dancing, and it said, dance like no one is watching, because they're not. They're checking their phones.
Yeah.
So we're talking about losing your way and finding your way, and it isn't always about just directions to a destination. It's also about losing your way in life. So how would you put some of the lessons that you talk about in your book to life?
Well, I think for women in particular, who are your focal audience, I know,
mm-hmm.
one of the things that has happened in the past is that women have been taught and learned, either directly or indirectly, that literal navigation, finding your way around in space, is something that men are good at and something that men do, and women aren't so good at it, and so you should let the men in your life do it. So, for example, driving the car. Often, you know, it, maybe not so much anymore, but it used to be that the man was the driver and the woman, you know, sat in the passenger seat and maybe was the, quote, navigator or not. But the man knew how to go and how to get there and all of that. And because women weren't taught how to navigate, it's not something that comes, it's not something you're born knowing. You do have to learn it. Somebody has to teach you, or you have to teach yourself. And because many women did not have an opportunity to practice it, and as any skill, wayfinding is something that you have to practice and you have to keep up in order to stay good at it and stay aware. So not having been taught and not having had a chance to practice it so much, indeed, it became a self-fulfilling prophecy. They ended up not being very good at navigating. The big shock came for many women when they were widowed. And, mm-hmm. you know, along with many things that are so difficult about losing a spouse, here was one where, oh, my God, you know, my husband had always done the driving. He had always done the navigating. And now I have to do this. I have to learn this on top of everything else. So I think that is a literal and figurative life lesson for many people, which many women in particular, which is to say, here was a skill that I could have learned. Nobody stopped me from learning it, but I didn't, because it was easier just to let my husband do it. And now if I want to go anyplace on my own, I need to figure out how to do this.
Interesting, yeah, because there are so many things that happen when you are widowed or no longer with a, you know, with your spouse. So that's interesting. I never thought about that. Okay, so how can my listeners get in touch with you, connect with you, and learn more about this challenge that a lot of us have, and maybe they just don't want to admit it? I'm admitting it out loud.
It's good to admit it. That's the first step. And it's not a joke. And part of this issue, this business of being directionally challenged, is that it's often kind of treated as a joke by the people. Many of the people we interviewed for our book would say, "Oh, you know, everybody teases me about this. If we're, you know, in a group and we're offering to drive someplace, everybody will say, well, don't let Susan drive. She'll get lost." And everybody laughs. But it's one of those things where it's really not funny. You know, it's not funny. It's serious. And the people we spoke to, many of whom are talented, professional, successful in all kinds of aspects of life, and this is the one issue that they feel brings them to their knees. So I think it's important for your listeners who are directionally challenged to understand that it's a real issue. They're not making it up. There are other people out there with the same issue, and that there are definitely things that you can do yourself at navigating. It's not something that will happen overnight. It's not something that where you take a magic pill. It takes effort and it takes practice. But you definitely can get better at it.
Okay, so where do they connect with you? What's the best place?
So we have a website called directionalsense.com, and on that website there is contact information. There are areas where you can ask questions of my partner Myron Grant and myself, where you can tell your own stories about wayfinding and find out what other people are saying. That is our book website. We also have a professional website, which is wayfinding.com, and we are consultants to all kinds of organizations, from hospitals to museums to universities, where people often become disoriented and confused, and we work with those organizations to make it easier for all their users to find their way around.
Okay, so here's a real personal one. Are you directionally challenged?
I am not. I am not.
Were you ever?
No, I was not ever. if you have time, I will tell you the story about how I got onto this topic. But no, but I am a sociologist, and so I am a student of behavior, and I am very interested in people's abilities and sometimes inabilities to navigate.
Well, I am so excited. Unfortunately, we are, you know, smack out of time, but I want to thank you for joining me, and this has been fun and enlightening, and I definitely want to get you back because I want to hear the stories, and hopefully I will put some things into you so the next time we chat, I can say I know where North, South, East, West is.
Terrific. That's terrific.
Thank you so much, Jan, and we will get all your information up on social media so everybody
okay.
can connect with you.
Thank you, too.
All right?
It's been a pleasure talking
thank
with you.
You.
Okay,
thank
bye-bye.
You. And we're going to take a break to make sure that our sponsors, the Report for Women, an important resource for women in business, understand how important they are to us. So check them out at www.thereportforwomen.com. You subscribe for free, save it in your favorite places, and the report will automatically update on a regular basis. So if you're ready to watch your business get some great buzz, why not become one of our sponsors at www.sellinginaskirtwithjudyhoberman.com. Click on the sponsor tab and watch your business soar. This is Selling in a Skirt with Judy Hoberman on Tough Talk Radio, and we will be right back.
If you know someone who wants the legal A-team on their side, have them call on Altenburn & Associates, the Legal Eagle, today. David Altenburn is an experienced and recognized top lawyer in Houston who will put an eagle's eye to protecting the client's best interests at all times. For any personal injury, family law, or business law concern, Altenburn & Associates can help with our connections that count and make a difference for great results. We work hard for the justice our clients deserve, earning client trust and opponent respect, one case at a time. For legal help, call 281-904-6330 today.
Join Dr. Alan Simberg and his guests every Tuesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Central Standard Time on Life Changing Insights. Life Changing Insights is a show dedicated to providing its listeners with self-improvement information that has a positive effect on an individual's mental, physical, and spiritual being, as well as unresolved relationship issues. For more information or to be a guest on Life Changing Insights, go to LifeChangingInsightsWithDrAlanSimberg.com. Life Changing Insights, every Tuesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here on the Tough Talk Radio Network.
Are you an entrepreneur? Are you where you want to be? Do you believe that if you build it, they will come? Unfortunately, entrepreneurship doesn't work that way, and that's why you need to read Famous Isn't Enough. In this book, you'll find real-life situations and lessons learned. When all is said and done, there's nothing better than being your own boss. Remember, nothing just happens. You have to put in the work. Famous Isn't Enough is your roadmap. Get your copy today at www.famousisn'tenough.com.
Welcome back to Selling in a Skirt with Judy Hoberman on Tough Talk Radio. Now it's time to remind you about getting access to us. So the easiest way is to connect with us on social media. Simply like us on Facebook on Selling in a Skirt and Tough Talk Radio. You can be my friend on Facebook at Judy Hoberman. And, of course, follow me on Twitter at Selling in a Skirt. And you might want to put the hashtags in, hashtag Selling in a Skirt and hashtag Skirt Wisdom as well. And don't forget, you can have all my shows on iTunes simply by going to sellinginaskirtwithjudyhoberman.com and clicking on the icon. Very cool, very technology savvy. So let's bring up my next amazing guest, Diane Winbush. Diane is the CEO, the Chief Empowerment Officer for Extraordinary Women Ministries. With several years in high-level management, Diane heads the leadership and training agendas as well as travels extensively for related conferences on issues such as women and entrepreneurship and domestic violence. While beginning and continuing in a religious organization setting, she's extended her reach to a nonprofit entity single-handed and is working toward bringing the positive message nationwide for women, hence Extraordinary Women was born. Her main target through all her actions, to support women to grow in the areas of financial growth, healthy living, spiritual empowerment, daily living environment, and self-motivation. So welcome to the show, Diane. I'm excited to share the mic with you for the second half of the show.
Thank you so much, Judy. Glad to be here.
Awesome. Okay, so let's dive right in and talk about losing your way. Now, in the first segment of the show, we were talking about being directionally challenged and losing your way that way. In your case, it's geared more towards losing your way in life. So can you talk about that?
Yes. Sometimes women can lose their way in different types of formats. And what we try to do is we try to help them to gear back on the right perspective as far as careers. As for some of the women that we deal with, they don't want to, be professionals. So we try to work with them on the non-professional tone as well. And so with the non-professionals, what we do is we try to help them to get back on, the path of where they have missed. So take, for instance, as far as the domestic violence. Okay, if you're dealing with domestic violence, you don't have to stay there. So what we do is we go out and we provide these empowerment sessions for them to be able to build, motivate, to be able to train them, and also give them encouragement and empowerment. Sometimes they can lose their way due to self-esteem, to the past issues that they have been through. As far as a woman that's on the professional sector that we also provide training and resources for, sometimes that can also come through the same barrier as well. Low self-esteem, I don't have what it takes. I'm not good at this or what have you. So what we do is we come in to help them to be able to steer them back into the guidelines of what they perhaps need. We deal with women on both sectors, both on the professional and the non-professional. They can be able to lose their way. Sometimes, as a matter of fact, we'll be working with a blog on teaching individuals how to continue to get up and pick up from where they have lost, even through words. Sometimes words can carry a big barrier, and sometimes individuals may stop and lose their way due to what has been said to them, or someone may have given them a bad rating in their business as well as their negative life. So that's what we're here for, is to kind of help them to be able to help them to find their way even more in their business and their non-professional living.
Okay, so you're talking about professional and non-professional women. So explain the differences so our listeners are on the same page with you.
Okay, as far as the professional women, these are women that we work with as entrepreneurs and CEOs. And what we do is we provide training for them on a monthly basis with professional speakers, and they can be able to access resources, tools, training, and education from our professional speakers. And this will help them to enhance and develop the growth of their business. For the non-professional women, these are women that are not seeking a career, but they are daily stay-at-home moms, perhaps, or maybe they may have a job from 9 to 5, but they're not seeking a career as far as a CEO or maybe an administrative executive, but they have a 9 to 5 job that they are working on. So we go out and empower them to their atmosphere and environment as far as domestic violence is concerned. And then we also work with them on social impact. We work with them on spiritual development, healthy living, and growth as far as financial living is concerned as well. So we work, we just don't do it just for one. We do it for both of them. And so they can be able to still have something to a tool and a key for successful living with our organization.
Okay, so when women contact you and they have lost their way, or you know that they're on the path to do that, how do you turn them around? Because not everybody wants to, take your advice. And I don't mean you, I mean everybody. Nobody wants to take anybody's advice. They think they know everything.
True, true. So how we turn them around is what we first do. We invite them out. We have meetups as well in our area, in the Memphis, Tennessee area. And what we do is we invite them out. We don't counsel them over the telephone. What we do is we'll invite them out to our resources and programs that we provide on a monthly basis. And then they can be able to come out and get information on that. So take, for instance, if someone calls, or either they can access it through whatever we have posted on our website. So that's how it's basically formatted and structured. So whatever their interest is, that is how they'll be able to conclude what it is that they need from us.
Okay. And how much do you think that confidence plays in staying the course and being, finding yourself or coming back around? Because a lot of times people say that they have issues in sales or they have issues in relationships, but a lot of times it's really confidence. So how much do you think that plays into effect?
It plays a lot as far as confidence. First of all, the mind have to already be made up, I guess. As far as me, when I started out as a business owner, I contacted and worked with other women as well. So when they come to us, they will have the structure that they need. And as far as the confidence is concerned, we will try to make sure that they ascertain all the tools and resources that they are looking from our empowerment sessions in order to be able to give them that boost in what they need.
Okay. So you also talk about a program called Princess Teens. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I do believe that a lot of the issues that young women have stem from when they're little. I think all women stem from when they're little. But, you're not good enough and smart enough and thin enough and rich enough and whatever enough it is. But when you are talking about princess teens, are you talking about women, young women that you want to get to before they need help, or young women that already need help, or a combination? So talk about the program.
Okay, my princess teens, what we do is we work with them before they need help, and mm-hmm. then we also work with them after they need the help. So what that does, that provides life skill training for teenage girls, and then that also provides them some kind of a grip, if you will, that they can be able to contact us and network with us if they have any issues or problems. And also it provides something for the girls, some stability. Okay, I can go here to get this and I can go here to get that. So what we do is we provide life skill trainings, and that deals with topics like financial planning, in terms of if they already have a job at the age of 16, giving them a structure guideline of how they need to utilize their finances even while they're at home. Also, we deal with them on cyberbullying, the disadvantages and advantages of social media. We also train them also in terms of, beauty, I guess I would say. We have talent shows for them as well as different other, it's just a whole lot of things that is compiled under that teen ministry, but it's generated towards providing life skill training and empowerment for the girls so they can be able to stem from girls to entrepreneurial women. So it's teaching them where they are to be able to gain them to entrepreneurial success.
Okay. And do you think that a lot of these young girls don't have the ability to understand about being an entrepreneur because a lot of their parents are not entrepreneurs, and so you're giving them like an insight to it, or do you just want them to be well-rounded?
It's both. The communities where we go, what we do is we go to the communities that they are in, and a lot of it, the parents, they desire it because perhaps maybe they may not know how to give it to their own children. And so what we do is we go to the community centers and we will set up the empowerment sessions there with the directors and allow the girls to come in, and we'll provide the sessions there for them. So I think it's on both ends. I think it's to the point where the parents may not have what it takes at times, or the parent may feel that they don't know how to be able to gear their teen, so they'll just sign up, and then once they sign up, they already know what the programs are going to be consisted of, and we'll go in there and provide the empowerment for them, for the girls, and then it turns out to be very, very successful because that's what they're looking for. And sometimes we may have individuals that may be resistant toward the program because the parent throws them in there or signs them up, and the child may not want to participate. So we have to deal with that as well, too. So, dealing with that, you know, we have to be, open for discussions and topics of what they want to talk about, because even what we have lined out, sometimes they don't want to discuss that. Sometimes they just want to discuss what is going on in their home. Sometimes they want to discuss what's going on in the school. Sometimes they want to discuss what's going on with them emotionally. So we have to convert to whatever the child is in need of, even at that time. Sometimes we may have to change the topic around just to be able to listen to the teen at that time.
Yeah, and I it's interesting that you're saying that, because I know when my clients come to me because they want help in sales, it's never about sales. It's never about sales. It's about everything else. The sales are the byproduct mm-hmm. but it's never about sales. So when you listen to what someone's telling you, it's a whole different ballgame.
Exactly.
So let's go. Yeah, let's go back to the teens for a second. You know, I did a segment on the on TV, and I also did a class on kidpreneurs, and it's basically the same kind of thing because a lot of the kids don't even know what being an entrepreneur is, and a lot of them have not had any training because their parents work in, you know, corporate, or their parents work in, you know, small businesses. Mm-hmm. So what do you think about labeling that label on kids being a kidpreneur? Do you think it's something that is a positive label for them? Because, you know, we label everybody.
Yes. Yes, we do. And I don't know. I tried, even when I started the organization, I tried to find the best topic because I wanted to try to reach children where they were. And I wanted to try to offer the services as best that I could on a professional level, and then also trying to reach the children that may not have entrepreneurial skills even at that time. So as far as kidspreneurs is concerned, what we do even for that, we sometimes get resources and training materials from different agencies to be able to provide it for the kidpreneur, I guess, if you will. And then as far as the other children, because we try to separate them. We try not to bring all of them in because everybody is not seeking the same path. Some people may be seeking things about their finances as far as the children. Some children are very, very key point on a lot of things that's going on, which adults deal with on a daily basis. But some children may just be wanting to learn just, you know, different little things about what's going on them, as I stated before, on an emotional issue.
Right.
So as far as the kidpreneur is concerned, what we try to do is we try to, I guess, gear them off or separate or divide them into whatever each one of them is going through. Sometimes some of them may live in a terrible neighborhood but may have, you know, real good 100% ideas, goals, and achievements, and then versus some may live in real good neighborhoods and may not even have the type of thinking process as the one that is not, you know. Yeah, so it kind of depends, you know, when it goes to, because we deal with all sorts of children, all sorts of women, and then when you come to the event, you know, you'd be like, oh, okay, I thought you was on this one, this level. This is where I thought you was at in this area, but no, you're not here. So we can't, I guess, judge it on the fact of where a person may live, their community, what type of clothes they wear, what kind of, you know, car they may drive. It's just you have to get in there and have to access them. And so that's what we do. We try to access the women first as far as talking to them and trying to see where it is that they want to go. And so they let us know that as well as how they sign up for the program. That tells me exactly what type of women that I am dealing with for that event, whether it's a live event, whether it's a radio event, as far as the children are concerned as well.
Well, I think that's great, and I love you that your title is Chief Empowerment Officer instead of Chief Executive Officer. So I think that makes a lot of sense. Okay, so everyone has a story, and you are a proficient blogger. So what do you tell in your blog? What do you share with your community in your blogs? Is it stuff that you think that they need? Is it stuff that you need to get out for yourself? Is it, you know, what is it? What is it that you're sharing with them?
Okay, it's both. I share things that I guess sometimes with what I experience, sometimes on a weekly basis. A lot of times I will give women empowerment through the blogs of the things that I have, you know, tools and resources and key points of experience that I have gone through since I have started a business. Also, I also blog with business owners, I guess, on a business type of level. And then that will also give them marketing strategies, tools and resources in their business. We also are trying to start blogging for teen girls, mm-hmm. because as we know, that technology is everywhere. And children, that's where you'll find them. That's where you'll find women. That's where you'll find, you know, your business connections and networks. And so what we do is with the blog is we work with the blog on the levels of, I guess, what we experience, myself, and then also how we grow in business as well as how we grow with the women and the teens.
Okay. you know, it's interesting because a lot of times people say that you learn everything when you're in high school, then you learn everything if you're in college, or you learn everything mm-hmm. when you get a job, and it's not true. You know, you don't learn everything. So I think that the blogging definitely hits a lot of other audiences.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So what's next for you?
What's next for me? I just signed up with a radio as a radio host shows myself, and then I also opened up a new radio show host as on a spiritual level, and that's the Pastor's Professional Network. And so what we're trying to do with that is trying to reach the whole audience, even if they cannot be able to attend the live events that we serve in the communities. So for the women, we host live events on a monthly format, and if they're not able to attend because they're at work, they can also tune in with the radio show, just as well as on the spiritual entity of it. If they are not able to attend services or an event that we're hosting, we can also provide the training and empowerment spiritually on the radio as well. So we're trying to grow our business and trying to take some of the caps off of some of the things. Sometimes, you get up and it be some things that may cause you to stagger sometime, but you have to get up and have that push and that, that confidence, knowing that you can be able to reach whomever that it is that you're trying to reach and to be able to pursue the career that you're trying to pursue. So that's what we're working on next, trying to make our services more available to the public and the community in various ways.
Awesome. Well, you should be a sponsor on this show because we hit a lot of women and they can help your exposure grow.
Oh.
So how can, you can always just look and see what it is all about, because we do this for lots of different companies, and boy, oh boy, do they get great exposure.
Okay.
So
great.
How can our listeners connect with you?
Okay. We have a website, and it's www.extraordinarywomens.com. And also, you can be able to connect us by our phone. It's 901-290-3975. We can be emailed at info@extraordinarywomens.com.
And it's so funny because I always end my show about extraordinary. I love that. That's my favorite. So what do you want to leave our listeners with today, Diane? Because you know we're going to run out of time.
Okay. I just would like to encourage the listeners that whatever you start out with, be willing to finish it. Even if you run into some soft spots or some weak spots, just get up, dust yourself off, and encourage yourself, knowing that you are on a path of purpose and of destiny.
And you don't have to do it yourself.
And don't have to do it all by yourself.
I think that's an important point to add to yours, because everybody thinks they could do it themselves, and they can't.
Exactly.
So, yes, and they shouldn't. They shouldn't. So, Diane, I want to thank you so much for sharing the mic with me today. I know you're going to continue to bring value to women everywhere, and I'm excited to hear about that.
Okay, and thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much. And we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, I'm going to wrap up the show with just a few more ideas of turning those things around when you are losing your way. This is Selling in a Skirt with Judy Hoberman on Tough Talk Radio, and we will be right back.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Do you want to know the secret to building a successful business quickly? It's all about taking action. But not just any action. It takes inspired and consistent action to get profits. Join Michelle Stism, the six-figure results lady, as she asks successful entrepreneurs their profitable secrets every Monday at 2 p.m. Central Time on Take Action, Get Profits with Michelle Stism on the Tough Talk Radio Network. If you're ready to take action and get profits, you can find out more about the show at takeactiongetprofitsradio.com.
Join Judy Hoberman on her radio show, Selling in a Skirt, Mondays at noon Central, for exciting discussions about challenges for women in today's society. The talk is about women in business, work and life balance, leadership, and current events related to gender communication. Be prepared to be inspired, motivated, and challenged. Selling in a Skirt with Judy Hoberman on the Tough Talk Radio Network is your connection to women nationally, internationally, and globally. So get comfy and see what the buzz is all about. Listen live on Mondays at noon by going to sellinginaskirtwithjudyhoberman.com.
Welcome back to Selling in a Skirt with Judy Hoberman on Tough Talk Radio. So let's wrap up the show with a few simple suggestions for tips to turning your business around when you don't know if you can. Number one, understand your stress patterns. What do you do when things get tough? You might want to recognize what's holding you back from making good decisions. Two, take decisive action as soon as you know who or what is causing conflict or stress. We always say, hire slowly, but fire quickly. Number three, realize that things will change, whether it's for the better or for the worse. Things happen exactly as they're supposed to, so don't become the victim. Try to keep making things better rather than being held back by those challenges. And number four, go back to your vision. I can't say this enough. Who is it that you want to serve? How do you want to do that? Have you forgotten your message? When you go back and remember the things that started your business constitution, or maybe even your personal constitution, you may just find the energy to turn things around. You know, every business has its ups and downs, so make things happen instead of hiding out. Remember, if you don't like something, change it. If you can't change it, change the way you think about it. I thank you all for tuning in every Monday at noon Central, where we share some extraordinary guests, ideas for your businesses, and ways to stand out as the amazing women that you are. And make sure you stay connected with us, and remember, women want to be treated equally, not identically. Until next week, this is Selling in a Skirt with Judy Hoberman on Tough Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in to Selling in a Skirt with Judy Hoberman, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please visit toughtalkradionetwork.com.